Hard road. Two things we learned this week. President Obama stays in the White House, and the government has to deal with a January deadline, the so-called fiscal cliff, different from Jimmy Cliff, who you're hearing in the background there. The fiscal cliff. Is it a fiscal ledge? Is it a fiscal ramp? Is it a physical cliff or a metaphorical cliff? We're going to be hearing quite a lot about it between now and January and beyond if they do the other metaphor, kick the can down the road. If the Congress and the White House can find some way to compromise on taxes and spending cuts, if they can't find a way, then there's this automatic trigger that's going to set in motion a combination of spending cuts that economists and corporate CEOs warn will plunge the nation into recession. Well, let's try to get some clarity here. Joining us is Felix Salmon, finance blogger at Reuters. Felix, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
So let's talk first about what the market thinks and what they care about. Does the market care how the government makes these cuts? Does it care whether it's automatic triggers or whether it's some, you know, worked out plan?
Absolutely. The automatic triggers are designed to be far too big and far too brutal and the kind of thing that nobody wants. That's the whole point of them, including the market. So if we wind up with the automatic triggers and the market will, along with the rest of us, be very scared, well, you know, at least so long as it seems that they'll be in place for some time, because they're so nasty, they're so enormous, that we will go straight back into another recession.
So literally the government basically placed a gun to its own head as a management tool?
Yes, oh, that's great. Exactly what they did. They said, we obviously can't come to any agreement, you know, between the Democrats and the Republicans on what on earth we're going to do about the deficit or even how important the deficit is. So what we're going to do instead is promise to blow up the entire country unless we come to an agreement. Oh. So right now we're coming close to that point where the entire country blows up unless they come to an agreement.
Talking with Felix Salmon, a finance blogger at Reuters. What does the market care more about? Specific kinds of cuts, reductions of subsidies, entitlements, that sort of thing? Or does it just care that there's political will to make some sort of responsible agreement?
That's exactly it. They honestly, the kind of things which the politicians care about, the entitlement spending, the tax cuts, broadening the base, you know, what happens to the Bush tax cuts, which expire at the end of the year, all of that kind of thing, the market has really no particular interest in. Honestly, the market doesn't even really care whether there's a big deficit or not. The market's perfectly happy funding big deficits at very low interest rates. The main thing that the market cares about is that the government keeps on spending large amounts of money, because if it doesn't, then the entire economy is going to go back into recession.
All right, let's talk about downgrades. If I went to the bank and said, you know, I'm really going to pay this loan back because I've actually got a gasoline can and a bomb timed to go off, and if I don't pay my loan, it'll explode my house. The bank would probably downgrade me right then and there. But Fitch Ratings has warned that the fiscal cliff will produce a downgrade if they actually go over it. At that point, it seems like you're past the point where it matters.
Well, there's two different reasons why the government might get downgraded by Fitch. And to be honest here, whether or not the government is downgraded by Fitch is really not important. You know, the government will still be able to borrow money incredibly cheaply, no matter what rating Fitch gives it. But there are two issues here. One is that if the economy goes into recession, that makes the economy weaker. And if the economy is weaker, then it's more likely to be downgraded. The second issue, and you may remember this from last year, is the debt ceiling. And what happens when you reach the debt ceiling, and that's going to happen at some point in the beginning of 2013, is that the government isn't allowed to roll over its debts, and then you get this possibility that the government might be forced to default on its debts. But that's a kind of separate issue to the fiscal cliff, although they're all intermingled.
And we had enough of a cliffhanger on that one last time. It might not be repeated again this time. What are you hearing from Washington. John Boehner talking about the possibility of more revenue, more taxes in return for some sort of tax reform. Harry Reid sounded a little conciliatory. Barack Obama certainly saying that there needs to be some sort of an accommodation. Mitch McConnell maybe less so in the Senate there. What are you hearing?
So no one really knows what all of this lovey-dovey rhetoric actually means and whether it's going to make whether we should start getting a bit more optimistic that we're going to get through this. But it can't be a bad thing. If people are trying to be constructive, that's obviously good. And the one thing which absolutely everybody agrees upon is that we do need to come to a deal. We can't just fall over this cliff and do nothing because that would be a disaster. So everyone agrees that we need to do a deal. Everyone agrees that we have to be sort of open to negotiations and to compromise. And that's a great place to start.
And what is the actual deadline? Is it January 1st? Can they delay for a year? Is there some sort of absolute moment of reckoning?
Well, you know how government is. If there is a way to kick the can down the road, they'll probably find it somehow.
Well, good for them.
The way that the fiscal cliff works is you have these spending cuts, which do happen on January 1st. But, you know, so long as the spending cuts only happen for a couple of weeks until they finally cobble together a solution, then we'll live. Yeah. And what's more, there's this weird concept about tax hikes and tax cuts that if you allow the Bush tax cuts to expire, then at that point you're not raising taxes on the high income if you lower taxes on lower income people. Whereas if you don't allow them to expire, it gets really confusing. Then that counts as a tax hike on higher income people. You know, basically you allow the expiry of the Bush tax cuts to be the tax hike. These are the kind of things which only politicians can understand. But we will see whether they can work it out.
The tortured language and logic of tax cutters in Washington as we approach the fiscal cliff. Felix Salmon, finance blogger at Reuters, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And we could hear more Jimmy Cliff music between now and January, or Cliff Richards for that matter. And we'd love to hear what you have to say about all of this. Are you sick of the fiscal cliff? 877-8-MY-TAKE, or post a comment at thetakeaway.org. Do you want to dance?